It takes years to educate and train a doctor. And while the state has done things like open new medical schools and increase the number of residency positions so students can be trained, they're still far away from becoming actual workers. Meanwhile, more Floridians are expected to gain insurance under the Federal Affordable Care Act. And Marshall Kapp with the Florida State University College of Medicine says those people are going to be looking for services now, not later.
We may see more waiting, longer waiting times. We may see more government intervention intended to change the distribution of physicians. Frankly, one of the ways we've dealt with this thus far is immigration, using foreign physicians and other foreign healthcare professionals.
But Kapp says that's not a long-term solution. The growth in demand at a faster rate than changes in supply has many states looking for more efficient ways to address provider shortages. And other healthcare groups are stepping forward with a solution that in Florida is highly controversial. And that is essentially expanding scopes of practice. Take the example of Florida nurses.
We think that there are other qualified practitioners out there who can help with this workload, and nurse practitioners are one such group.
Elisa Snow is a lobbyist for the Florida Nurses Association. Right now, some nurses with advanced training can treat patients and prescribe basic medications like antibiotics under the direction of a doctor. But the nurses say they can do more. They want to be able to have patients directly referred to them by health plans. And they want to be able to prescribe medications that have controlled substances like painkillers and cough medicines with codeine. Snow says nurses can provide basic primary care and help fill gaps left by a shortage of physicians in that area.
The biggest opportunity we have here is for nurses, and in particular nurse practitioners, to step up and play a role in the delivery of primary health care needs of our state. So we're going to be looking for opportunities to make that happen.
Groups like the National Governors Association have called on states to reexamine their scope of practice laws. And Florida Tax Watch, a state government watchdog, has done its own studies, too. Robert Weissert, the group's vice president of research, says letting groups like the nurses expand their scope of practice can allow more people access to care at a cheaper cost.
Because the areas in which ARNPs and nurse anesthetists are able to provide those services, studies show they provide it at the same quality of care. So we would receive lower costs, but no harm in quality.
Under the Affordable Care Act, people will gain greater access to insurance by purchasing subsidized plans on an exchange, or if they're low income, through an expansion of the Medicaid program if Florida lawmakers approve. Medicaid reimburses nurses at a cheaper rate than doctors, and so do many insurance plans. But nurses aren't the only group looking to get additional authority. Florida optometrists, the people who do things like eye exams and prescribe glasses, want to be able to prescribe controlled substances, something done by ophthalmologists, the people who do eye surgery. Last year, the optometrists came close, but a bill giving them that power failed in the legislature. And while optometrists can provide the additional services in the majority of other states, physician groups and others are opposed to letting them do it here. One reason, says former Republican State Senator Darrell Peden, is that optometrists and nurses don't have the same training as doctors do.
And it's hard to give them that responsibility with just passing a statute. Just because the state of Florida, the statute says you're qualified without training, doesn't mean you're qualified.
Peden, who is a retired doctor, says he also believes the battles are largely about money, and the Federal Affordable Care Act is expected to bring billions of dollars into the state. The Florida Nurses Association's lobbyist, Elisa Snow, says Peden is right, to an extent, but she sees things differently.
I think there's a concern about a loss of money to certain healthcare practitioners who have cornered the market on patient care.
The Florida Renal Coalition, which deals with people who have kidney disease and renal failure, wants its providers to be able to offer vaccines. And with more people demanding access to health care services once they get insurance, observers say there's more than enough money and patients to go around. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.